Send the Business Shrink your question. Peter Morris is ready to read your email. Write question at businessshrink.biz. That's question at businessshrink, one word, .biz. And now your Business Shrink, Peter Morris. Excuse me. Your Business Shrink, Peter Morris, is pleased to welcome to the program Roger Martin. Roger Martin is a professor of strategic management at the Rotman School of Management at the University of Toronto and also dean there. And before the discussion starts, that is the reason for inviting the professor onto the program, Peter, I think it might be really interesting to debrief him about the telephone system. Professor Martin, welcome to the program from the middle of nowhere, it sounds like. And please do say hello to the Business Shrink, Peter Morris.
Talk to you.
And it's good to talk to you. And I might add that the reception is very crisp and clear, notwithstanding that limitation.
Well, it is. It's an island on Georgian Bay, which is part of Lake Huron, and they have an ancient radio phone system that when you phone, you actually dial by radio into a tower in the harbor, and they only give you a half an hour at a time.
Well, now tell me, where is Georgian Bay? It's in Canada. And how far north of Toronto, for instance?
About 3 hours due north of Toronto. And it's a long bay that's about 200 miles long. It's on the east side of Lake Huron, one of the five great lakes.
And this is 3 hours by car?
About 2 hours and 45 minutes by car, and then about 15 minutes out by boat.
Wow. And, of course, that must get midnight sun.
The sun is staying out pretty long these days, absolutely. It's not quite St. Petersburg white nights kind of thing, but it's the days are long right about now.
And then do you ever go there in the winter?
No. You'd have to snowmobile out and take your life into your own hands in doing so, so we're not brave enough. Some people do, but we just have have it open in July and August.
Oh, that's terrific. Well, I very much enjoyed reading your article in the Harvard Business Review.
Oh, I'm glad.
And wanted to reach out. I really like the paradigm view of leadership as a way of thinking, assuming one is able to communicate his or her thoughts effectively. I can see how this type of thinking leads to the communication, which then results in decision making, which results in action that are linked together.
Although you put your finger on something that's very important, it is sometimes hard to communicate this way of thinking. There are people who watch the integrative thinkers that I interviewed with sort of mystification, wondering how it is they come up with such good decisions, but have little idea how it happens. So it is really incumbent on them to try and make their thinking clear, I think, so their organizations really understand the whys behind
I agree. I mean, I think that your basic concept of opposing thumbs, opposing ideas, and the steps themselves, perhaps we can just start with that because it's so well done, the chart that you did. And you're welcome to talk about the four headers, or I can summarize them. They're your thoughts, but it's wonderful because you have four headers in a process sequentially from determining salience. And then you have a matrix where what conventional thinkers do, what I would call linear, and then integrative thinkers who are lateral.
That's right. Yep.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, you're right in that this is a thinking process, I think, that everybody naturally goes through, and integrative thinkers go through it in a different way. They don't go through a different set of steps, but a different way, as you pointed out. So you can go through the process of reaching a decision in quite a linear way, where you try and simplify, not to think about too much, and don't think about it in a complex way, and maybe break it up into little chunks, and then try and reassemble at the end. And at the end, you often come up in that conventional way of thinking with not a very good set of choices, so that you end up sort of saying, well, I guess this is the best I can do, and because I can't see anything differently. Whereas the integrative thinkers that I've interviewed are willing to wade into more complexity up front. They don't try and edit it down to a really simple problem. They're willing to contemplate more complicated relationships between the things they're thinking about. And maybe, as importantly as anything, they don't break it down into pieces and then try and reassemble. They keep the whole firmly in mind while working on the individual parts.
I think that's very well put. And I think that you make it very clear that this is a muscle. It's not just a gift. You can improve your abilities if you use the process over and over again. And I'm very proud of having these abilities and this muscle, and I use it. And I know you have an example in your article, but I'll give you one that I really enjoyed, because this is all about problem solving.
Yes.
And had a case where someone owes me a large sum of money, and I had a secured interest in collateral that was derivative. It wasn't like a mortgage or a bond or a share of stock or a house. It was more of a partnership interest,
yes,
which is somewhat slippery for collateral, because you're also depending on legal good faith of third parties who share the collateral.
Right.
And this particular person was defaulting on paying his interest. And, you know, the linear thinking was, well, do I go to war now and spend a lot of money and risk not getting full value in a fist fight of lawyers and years of wrangling? Or do I give them a break and get an unusual form of security that allows him to pay me later, but I'm more secure that I'll get paid? Now, a binary linear thinker would say, either I go to war now, or I sit there and trust him and maybe get screwed. And I came up with a different approach. I said, here, I'll make you a deal. The note is 2 years, and you don't have to pay me interest monthly. In fact, you don't have to pay me interest for the whole 2 years. Well, he was overjoyed with that. And I said, I'll make you a better deal, that if you pay me at the end of that 2 years or earlier, I will write off X hundreds of thousands of dollars of the interest, which was not nearly all of it, but a real bonus or an incentive for him to make the bogey at the end of the 2 years or earlier. Then I turned to him and said, what I'm also going to do, you know, I've declared you in default, which gives me the right to go into court and destroy your reputation and go after these troublesome assets and make your business life miserable, and none of us are going to win. And I said, I'll let you accrue the interest. I'll take the suspense of not getting the payments till the end. I'll give you an incentive for making the payments by the end. But in addition to that, I'm going to have another remedy. So he said, well, wait, if we have this deal, I assume that you're going to clean up the declaration of default and basically give me notice and cure, and we start the process all over again. And I said to him, therein lies the rub. Here's what I want. I want you to be in a continuous state of default for the 2 years. I don't want to have to sue you. I want to walk into court and grab whatever you have and make your life miserable without your pushing back for 2 years with your lawyers. In return for that, I will give you 30 days notice if I'm insecure, and then you'll either pay me or then we'll go to war, but I don't have to fight you. I can grab you. And you're going to have to trust me, and I'm going to have to trust you.
Well, that's lovely. I mean, that's a great story that that illustrates the thinking, and that couldn't be better. I mean, classically, you thought about more things than the other person would think. His incentive structure, what would make him inclined to work harder versus not. You didn't tear it into little pieces to say, well, I've got to hire a lawyer, and then I will think of what to do. Now, the minute you hire a lawyer, you know, boom, you're into sort of fighting. You thought, well, if lawyer, then fight. Therefore, I better wait and try something different. And you were like a classic integrative thinker. You were completely unsatisfied with the presenting options, which let them go off and take my money or go to court and sue right now.
Hold that thought, Roger Martin, as we continue this fascinating discussion about what you have brought to mind.
Indeed, and as the clock ticks on that radio telephone up there in the middle of nowhere, Roger Martin, Dean and Professor of Strategic Management at the University of Toronto Rotman School of Management, with Peter Morris, your business shrink, coast to coast and border to border on Sirius Satellite Radio, and up there across the great country of Canada on Sirius Canada.